it's all about that unknown, right? You don't know what's going to happen. Your bosses, though, they probably don't have a lot of answers yet either for all the questions that you have. So what do you do in the meantime in this uncertainty period?
Here is the one big truth in all mergers. You've got about a 2-year window until eventually, as happens with life, the larger culture will always force the smaller culture to mimic it. So if you're part of a merger and acquisition, usually you've got some time, particularly the bigger the two companies are.
In other words, don't freak out yet.
Don't freak out. Now, you need to be making your network larger. Expand your base. So the analogy that I always use when
you're talking about within the company?
Yes, I'm talking about within the company. Because you never know what's going to happen to your department, your group. You don't know. So the analogy I always use, particularly as it relates to the Southeast, we have these big trees called Leland cypresses. They grow 2 feet a summer. But if you ever get really heavy winds, those suckers will just topple over. Their root system is really, really narrow. Don't be a Leland cypress. So you want your root system to be really rich and broad. So start making sure that you're building networks outside of your department, outside of your group. The second thing you want to be doing is start to reach out to the new family you're being part of.
Just cold calling these folks and saying, hey, we're about to be part of the same big, happy family.
Exactly.
Really?
I just wanted to just get a little sense of the culture. Think of it when you were interviewing. If you were interviewing, you'd ask the same questions. Nice thing is they have incentive to get to know you too, because you're now moving in together. You may be sharing bunk beds. It's good for them to know how you clean your room and how they clean their room. So reach out to them. LinkedIn is a great way to do that. Get to know them a little bit more, because what you're listening for here is, what's their business model? What's our model? Because really you want to answer, why are we merging? Because if you know the why, then you can answer the next part, which is, what does that mean for my job? Who's going to get cut?
Right, because
somebody's going to get cut.
Exactly. There are going to be...
Let's throw that on the table, too. Somebody's going to get cut.
And you don't want to be one of those people.
There's going to be, they call it redundancies. You got somebody in that company and somebody in this company. They're doing the same job, and you only really need one of them. And if you look in the mirror and you go, okay, I'm one of those, well, you've got a couple of years to move. But you won't know that until you start asking questions.
What do you not want to do in this process, then?
Don't just say, I really like my boss. I'm just going to anchor my star to them, and they'll probably be around, and then I'll be fine. Because reality is, they may be out of a job, too. The second thing you don't want to do is just kind of say, you know, this is a crazy storm. I'll lay low. And not being noticed and seen is a good strategy.
Should you instead be putting up the big neon sign saying, here I am?
Yeah. Here's why I'm so valuable. Here's why you need me. Be equipped to make that argument and message it. That's why, again, you build your network. Let people know who you are.
Brandon Smith teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. Thanks.
Looking forward to next week.